下面呢，我们将目光转向朝鲜。韩国时报的一篇报道说呢，朝鲜将对外国游客开放所有的地铁站。The Korea Times reports North Korea is seeking to open all its subway stations in Pyongyang to foreign tourists. Media reported on Thursday that Pyongyang's subway line number 2 was opened to foreigners for the first time through the North Korean travel agency Young Pioneer Tours. Young Pioneer Tours has introduced a subway tour to take place from August 18th to 26th. For this tour, foreigners will visit and tour all stations on line number 1 and then visit all stations on line number 2 on the next day.
Oh my goodness, I mean that's a bit much.
Yeah.
Do you have to visit all of them, do you?
I don't think so. And, but as far as I know, tourists from all over the world, most people, they are interested in the subway in North Korea.
Yeah. You know, the best subway is in Moscow. I mean, if you want to see something really beautiful and artistic, it's the Moscow Metro subway stations. Mm-hmm. Works of art. They have big mirrors, they have chandeliers, they have massive mosaics. It's really very, very interesting. Go online and have a look at Moscow subway stations. They are works of art. I don't think the ones in North Korea are quite as pretty, but it could be interesting to go and have a look at the Red Star Station on the Hyukshin line, which goes from Gwangbok Station to Nakwon Station, for example.
The Moscow subway sounds interesting and awesome.
It's worth going to that city only to visit as many subway stations as you can, because they're all different. Mm-hmm. They're all works of art in their own right.
Mm-hmm. But in most subway stations, I mean, all over the world, most thing that we can see is advertisements.
Exactly,
inside,
but not in Moscow. It's fantastic from the Soviet era, you know, because the Soviets they really valued the arts. They put an enormous amount of money into the arts, orchestras, the arts, preserving the monuments and the palaces, even from the previous era, and the subway stations.
Yeah.